Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
7:16 now, time for us to hang out with Joe and Cindy Farini, who join us each week this half hour and have been doing their My Marriage Matters segment on the station here for years. Thanks for joining us, you two.
Thanks. Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
I bet Joe would join me in a vigorous session of Pilates, of lots of food while watching television. Joe,
no,
sound good?
Joe sounds like he's super intelligent, and he would tell you, well, Brian, even if you don't want to, let's admit that exercise is important.
Joe?
Well, we love walking. That's one of the things
that
we can do together.
And walking is amazing.
Yeah, we put in quite a few hours, miles. So, yeah, we do that.
See that, Brian?
That's not why they're here,
He said quite a few miles.
Anyway, it's 7:17 here. We're with Joe and Cindy Farini, and you guys got a note from a newlywed couple, right?
Yes, it was pretty interesting. Here's what the question or the topic is for today. As a newlywed, I've had a number of people ask me, why did you get married if you didn't get pregnant or have his child first? Huh. My reasoning is because as a Christian, I chose not to have sex outside of marriage, but some people seem shocked at that. I wish I could better verbalize my reasoning and also want to share that I'm thankful I did wait. So, we hear this all the time as we speak around the country with family life and we do our sessions for the pre-marrieds. This is a common question and one that we get all the time.
And see, I'm not certain that they'll get what they're looking for, which is a way to explain that where it makes sense to people. I don't know that it's ever going to make sense, no matter how you explain it, if you don't have Christ, right?
Well, I agree with that, and I feel like this has become such a cultural norm in our society. And one of the things, as Joe and I prepared for this, we're, in case anybody's interested, we're using a book by Glenn Stanton, and it's called The Ring Makes All the Difference. And we've mentioned this book numerous times on My Marriage Matters. But one of the things that Glenn does in his book, which is really kind of unique as a Christian, is that I would say probably three quarters or more of the book is really statistics and proving why marriage, even without Christianity, why marriage and the relationship in marriage is important. And so I think that's really kind of a unique way that he went about writing this book. So it's not only for Christians, but for all people who are kind of looking into the idea of, why should I get married?
Right. And because so many people have it backwards in terms of how they look at this in our society. Joe, go ahead. What did you have to say?
Well, I was going to say, Stanton goes on to say that one of the reasons for the explosive growth in recent years for cohabitation is that, this is a quote from him, so you can blame him on this one, but he says, boys fail or they refuse to become men while still getting what they want from their female peers who desire, as a rule, husbands. By cohabitating, the men still get their companionship, their regular sex, and sometimes to someone to cook and clean for them. And that might sound a little harsh, but that's pretty much what we see, as Cindy was talking about when we speak. And the sad reality is that cohabitation is really gaining more and more acceptance, even in Christian circles. And that really is the audience, I guess, that we're really talking to here today. And a statistic that Stanton uses quite a bit and that we've used on this show as well in the past is the following. He says, by cohabitation surveys show that if we took 100 couples that cohabit, 440 will break up before they marry. Of the 60 that do marry, 45 of those will get divorced, leaving only 15 of the original 100 cohabiting couples to have a chance for a lasting marriage. And studies also show that couples who are sexually active before marriage will have a higher incidence of affairs after marriage, and they will have a higher incidence of divorce as well. And so when we have the opportunity to get in front of premarried couples, we just kind of lay out the facts and say, here are these statistics. But more importantly, if I'm talking to Christians, and this would be in the hundreds on this one, Brian, who are cohabitating. When we get to this point in our conversation with them, what we're talking to them about is sin. And anytime you violate God's standards, you go against His guidelines that are given to us in His Word, the Bible. The Bible calls that flat out sin. And so, if we're talking to a Christian at this point in time, we want to make sure that they understand the importance of confessing of that sin, repenting of that sin, and then surrendering control of their life and their urges to God, the Holy Spirit, and ask God to take control of their life, especially in this area of their life, because this is so important that they are really being transparent and becoming a mirroring God's image in front of other people, because people are watching.
Now, Joe and Cindy, you were talking a lot about how to communicate this to fellow believers, but I mean, what do we do with the non-believer? How much of that research should we share? How detailed should we be? I mean, because we should try to convince them in some respects, right?
Absolutely. You know, if I'm talking to a non-Christian, I would definitely review the objective facts that we just shared with you, and then I would share the gospel with them. And as you referenced earlier, the only way that this is going to change, this thinking, is to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I know a favorite scripture verse of yours is Romans 12,
that's right,
verses 1 and 2. So, mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately, I'm going to take them to Romans 12, 1 and 2. And for those of your listening audience that they don't have their Bible in front of them, I'll just share that with you. And that's just basically, I urge you now, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, which is acceptable to God, which is to be your spiritual service of worship. And of course, then we come to verse 2, which is the key one here. And that says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you might be able to prove what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect. And so, again, although this may become the norm, or this is the norm, that conforming of that norm is contrary to God's word. And so I would need to make sure that I'm being very clear with this non-Christian that they are not in alignment with what God thinks is best for them as they start this relationship together.
And, you know, I often wonder if this is another case where Ron Hutchcraft's advice is good, where he says, you know, the best way to tell God's story is to tell your story. And so why not share with people the benefits personally that people have experienced, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And I really feel like we need to be the ones to encourage young people to follow the scriptural mandates that we have before us and to teach them how to build healthy relationships. And if we're not modeling it, I don't think they're going to be able to understand why it matters. And, you know, it's one of those things where some parents will say, you know, do as I say, but the point is we really have to ask them to do as I do and to be an example so that not only people who are watching us will understand, but that our children, and then hopefully our children's children, will understand that as well. Joe?
Yeah, and I think in addition to hopefully our parents being a good model for us, for our children, is you want to find an older, maybe I should say a more mature couple that would be willing to spend some time with them and invest in their lives and to mentor them. And another thing to do is just make sure that they get some good time of some good premarital counseling. And the sources for that would be your pastor, your counselor, or attend a marriage conference, such as one of our Family Life Weekend to Remember weekends. And again, as Cindy said before, we have special breakout sessions for pre-married couples that we really hit this topic really hard at our conferences. And Cindy, I know you have an opportunity coming up this weekend here as well, if you want to share that.
Yes, we're excited that we're going to be at Living Hope Church in Medina, and we'll be talking on the topic of marriage, so that's exciting. And I'll be sharing more on that on our My Marriage Matters Facebook page. But one thing just that I'd like to add before we finish up is that, you know, the statistics really show also that when you're not really in a family unit, of a mother, a father, and children, really poverty becomes a big part of that family picture. And, you know, that's something that none of us would want, because poverty puts us in a different place in many different levels. So the other thing is that the primary relationships in this kind of a situation is a mom with her boyfriend and a child. And so it's a really interesting perspective as Glenn Stanton brings those things out in his book, The Ring Makes All the Difference. So people who maybe are questioning this, they might like to get that book and just really take a look at it and see statistically what's shown. And we all think we can beat the odds, you know, but statistics don't lie.
And again, the book is called The Ring Makes All the Difference from author Glenn Stanton, who's with Focus on the Family. If you didn't catch that or you want to ask more about it, just go to brianandjanelle.org. We'd be happy to get you that information. And Joe and Cindy, time has run short. So if folks want to connect with you, sounds like they could hear you speak or find out more about you online.
Yes, we'd love to have them come to our Facebook page, which is My Marriage Matters. And this morning, I'll have some information there about our speaking this weekend, this Saturday. It's just for the day at Living Hope in Medina. And we're going to give away one couple's free registration, and I'll tell them how at that Facebook page. If they have questions or want to get in touch with us, our website's a great place too, joeferini.com or cindyferini.com.
Thanks, you too. I always appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.